We're all about nice things and positivity, of course, until we get to this point in the show, and it's these that take it all away from us.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Or a nice microphone on. Either way. Why we can't have nice things will start us off in the world of professional sports. Of course, we could be talking about the Cowboys draft tomorrow after seeing how they do. But, you know, with all of the streaming services now, the Victory Plus app, you got to pay to see your favorite teams. And while that was always the case with cable, now it's just confusing and sometimes it doesn't work. And, well, just like our Texas Rangers and the Dallas Stars and the Mavs, the Baltimore Orioles of Major League Baseball have their very own little streaming platform.
Aw, that's special.
You can do the monthly thing, or you can do, for the whole year, $89.99 a year. So when Baltimore Orioles fans woke up 2 mornings ago to charges of $8,999 on their bank accounts...
They must really love sports.
They freaked out. Yes, the Baltimore Orioles and their streaming platform mistakenly charged $9,000 for basically a $90 a year service. They said it stemmed from a missing decimal point in their user payment system. The Orioles apologized and then fixed the problem and issued. Actually, they did, to their credit, issue some pretty quick returns and refunds on that. Can you imagine, for most of us, the overdraft charges that would incur?
Proud of you.
Well, no, Dave Ramsey wouldn't be. Dum, 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 dum.
So if you're going to rob a bank, you might as well do it in style, right? And that honor would go to a thief that paid $750 a day to rent a white Rolls Royce that was later involved in 3 different robberies.
Ooh.
Sam Zahar was horrified to see one of his vehicles on the news. The suspect was then spotted by police. They went on the chase. The luxury car now has over $15,000 in damages, and the suspect is still on the loose.
At least he was styling a profile. I mean, if you gotta go,
you gotta look good.
You gotta go in style.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go. Speaking of style, Chicago police are searching for a thief right there in the heartland who is a burglar, hits up various business. It seems this guy has been at it, half a dozen crimes attributed to this one suspect. They don't know the name, but what they do know, this thief wears mismatched shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, Chicago police says the suspect wears a white sneaker on one foot and a gray sneaker on the other.
Maybe he hasn't, you know, bought new shoes with all of his collections that he's gotten.
I think this is a description, if I'm this suspect, that could be pretty remedied pretty quickly on that.
Dum, 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 dum.
Just change shoes.
So there's a reason that 13-year-olds are not allowed to drive on the public streets. It's very easy to get confused. There's so many pedals. A mom in Minnesota let her tween son take a spin around the neighborhood. Chevy Tahoe then barreled through a neighbor's home with the 13-year-old behind the wheel and mom riding shotgun. Yeah, he says he got the brake and the gas confused. A male resident was injured, but nothing life-threatening.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to think about my kid driving.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's a Corona.
Well, back to the fashion slash burglary news front. Yeah, that's a section that's developing. David Biggs II recently robbed a Northeast Maryland convenience store, about $300 worth. Now, early reports, his shoes were matching, but it was the jail-issued ankle monitor that was the telltale sign.
That's not a good accessory.
Yeah.
Nope.
Police apprehended David Biggs II. You know why? Because he has an ankle monitor on.
Dum, 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 dum.
They know where you're at, kid.
So you know the saying, mi casa, su casa? Well, Michael Herbin did not get the memo. And it doesn't count for people you don't really know. He broke into a home, slipped on the owner's wedding band, then began signing his name on various pieces of paperwork he found around the place, and even started a bubble bath.
Oh.
But, yeah, that was in the washing machine, unfortunately. He was later arrested, The resident who owns the place was understandably very surprised.
It'll be a little hard to clean up, too. Trust us, we know from Willow Floats Pass.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, let us go to Florida. 33-year-old United States postal worker, Caitlin Dye, D-Y-E, not making that up, was arrested while on her route, while on duty, and was blitzed. Oh. Witnesses called police when they saw a USPS mail truck driving the wrong way on a road, and then once it got on the right way of a road, swerving left and right, the driver was throwing plastic cups out of the vehicle.
Caitlin.
Making U-turns in the middle of the road. The officers pulled Caitlin Dye over the mail carrier, and she, quote, appeared confused and disoriented, failing a field sobriety test. Police asked her, have you been drinking? She admitted she'd been invited to a house party that was on her route, went in, drank several shots of vodka, took one for the road.
Did the mail leaders hear to party?
And then was taken to jail, charged with a DUI. Your postal carrier ever get your mail mixed up with your neighbor?
Yeah, you think?
I've always suspected something like this is going on. Catherine Dye is still behind bars, probably fired from the United States Postal Service, and probably on RFK's hit list with the next Dye that'll be going down.
Dum, 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 dum.